97.9 The Box. Good Sunday morning to you. Of course, Access Houston going down. I'm your girl, Natane. Of course, JJ's holding me down as well. And, you know, man, how the morning show goes down Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. And oftentimes, and that's what's up. Unfortunately, I'm reporting about relationships that ain't working, people sneaking around, divorces, all kinds of craziness. But I still believe in marriage. My parents have been married for like over 30 years. Wow. I've had a guy tell me at one point in time, he said, the problem is that you know better. And like normal is the new abnormal. I was like, what? Like it's hard in these streets. You know what I'm saying? It's hard in these single streets. So I got some help, y'all. There is a program that is going on. And they're helping build healthy marriages. So I had to bring in a team. You know what I mean? A team to get this together. And I love it because it's a 10-week workshop. Free, they're going to take care of kids. They do all kind of cool things. So I got the officials in me, with me right now. All right, first and foremost, I want to introduce you to Eric and Elaine Johnson, the English Initiative Facilitators. Good morning.
Good morning.
Y'all doing well?
Yes, we are well.
All right, and also Mr. Nakia Edwards, who is the Healthy Marriage Program Manager. How are you doing?
Doing quite well. How are you, Natane?
Good. I'm good. I just need a little help, a little assistance. I've already texted some of the boothangs so they could listen this morning. Just, you know. Whatever, right. You know, I got a show. You listening to the show today? Let me send now so they know I said that, right? All right, the group that you're with is called Avanti, and the program is called the Community Empowerment Program. So tell me just a little bit more about yourselves individually and why y'all want to come together and empower the community. So we can start with you, Nakia.
Well, Avanti Houston, my wife and I, Felisa Edwards, I guess that'll be her last name. we started working for them at, about 5 years ago. And we was working a grant, and it was promoting healthy marriages. And so Avanti eventually moved me up into a manager position to help manage all their healthy marriage programs. And they received this grant through the United States Department of Health Human Services Administration of Children and Families. And we called it the Community Empowerment Program. The Community Empowerment Program is set to help individuals in relationships, not only married people, but singles, dating, engage, and also I think I like this person.
I got a whole bunch of those. Yeah. I think I like him. He was cool though. He was nice.
Yeah, right, I think I like him.
I think I like him.
And the cool thing about going to some programs like this, number one, you get educated on skills on how to conduct a healthy relationship. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we're in a relationship, we get blinded by certain things that just don't make no sense.
Man.
Let alone let it be sex, let it be anything, money, whatever. And we just take that as like, okay, that's good by me. But there's more to it than just singled out items. You know, this is a collaboration going on in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Right. So how long have you been married, Nakia?
10 years, May 18th, 2002. There you go. Put me on
the
spot.
Said that. Okay. No, I know. I see you have it written on your hand.
Trained.
It's all good. It's written on your hand. Right. And Eric and Lane, talk about your relationship and how long y'all been married and how y'all become a part of this program as well.
Okay, we've been married 17 glorious years.
17?
Glorious.
Yes, glorious years.
Okay.
Yes.
And?
February 18th was our anniversary, just this past February. So we became a part of this program through Nakia, you know, the work that we've done in the community. And we wrote the book, Manage Your Marriage, Master the Workplace, which goes right along with what the program is about. Mm-hmm. Because we cover things such as, you know, how to translate your relationships skills at home in the workplace, because you have to use the same relationship skills.
Exactly. So the people at work, you know, if you good and you're 100% on your job, you should be able to have a healthy relationship as well.
That's absolutely right. Correct. There are certain things that you have to do. You have to, you know, do on the job. You want some things you won't say. You'll think twice before you say it.
Right.
You know, but at home, you rip your family to shreds, you know, so what sense does that make?
Because
you're going to work for your family, right?
Right.
Right.
So you don't get me testifying and preaching over here. Let me be equal. Go ahead.
Yeah, and, you know, we just, Eric and I, you know, we just have a passion for relationships, have a passion to see positive relationships, you know, not just relationships that are, you know, hanging by a thread, but we want to see our communities thrive. And we know our communities all start with family.
Right, I heard that. In the studio right now, I have the Avanti, and the program is called the Community Empowerment Program. We talk about relationships, marriage. I think I like them. Ooh, she cute. I want to get to know her better. I got out of a relationship. I got issues. Whatever. That's all everybody else's voice. It's not mine right now. But, okay, so in the studio, we have Eric and Elaine Johnson and also Nakia Edwards, the English Initiative Facilitators and Healthy Marriage Program Managers. So let's talk about these relationships. What are some things that people kind of need to consider when they're going into a relationship? They say, hey, I want to get into a relationship, or I want to be married.
Who would like to take that first?
You know, I mean, there has to be consideration of, you know, who you are, first of all. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to consider yourselves and where you are in your walk in life and what it is that you want. You know, you have to know yourself, know what you want. And so you have to look at those things. And then we know we have to look at nowadays, you got to look at the background, you know, background checks on people. Come on, we got to be real. Well,
you know what's a good background check? Straight up, right when you get the number and ain't even thinking about it. Facebook,
social media.
I get it to y'all for free. Yeah. Go ahead, whatever. For free, y'all can put that in a program. Put that in a program. You know. Before I pull out the club, I said, let me look this dude up real quick before he try to change something. Right, and you look back about a week or so to see what they was doing before you met him. Right. But y'all ain't heard that from me. Go ahead. So background.
It tells a story, yes. You have to know. You have to check the backgrounds and know who you're dealing with.
Right.
You know, first and foremost. And so, so
the mutual friends is good too, though. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, mutual friends. I'll be like, let me call.
I see you getting in there. Oh, is this your
I'm sorry. No. Go ahead. I got issues. Go ahead.
All those things matter.
Yeah, all those things matter. You know, first and foremost, you know, where are you going? You don't get into a car with somebody and you don't know where they're going.
Hello.
What if you just want to ride?
You just want to ride, and no, you don't know
where
they're going.
I don't. I was trying to play devil's advocate. Oh, I don't. But go ahead.
No, you ain't
gas is high. We ain't got time for this.
Most people get in the car just to ride, and then end up in a bad car crash. And
that's
so,
right.
And so that's why we promote healthy relationships, and not to say that relationships are easy.
Right.
I think they're quite difficult. I mean, you know, being married for 10 years, 17 years. It's not, you know, just because we're in the work,
right.
You know, don't make us the greatest patients people in marriage. We're just here to fight for our marriage.
Right. That's right.
So what are some of the big lessons that y'all have learned while y'all have been in your marriage or dating through this whole process?
Oh, sure. Listen.
Listen.
Listen. Listen.
Listen.
Oh, my God. But anyway, yeah, to first of all, to listen and get outside of just your upbringing, what you think, and try to think, you know, or listen to the point from that other perspective, that other person's perspective, because you might learn something, you know, first and foremost. Because I, you know, come up in the household I came up in, both Elaine and I are, I'm a survivor, single parent homes, but I'm a survivor of divorce. And, you know, my father, you know, it's by what he said is what is going to go. No questions asked. This is just how it is and everything. So coming from a family like that, you know, and that was even with my stepmom, you know, I came into our relationship thinking, okay, this is supposed to be done this way. And you ought to know this and you ought to know that. And we go over that in the book. You can't, you know, put you ought to know out the, out of your vocabulary.
Because some people don't know.
Right. They don't know.
Everybody's different in their backgrounds, right?
That's right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Everybody comes from different backgrounds, different places, and were raised differently. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I think that you learn real quick is that what we call karma, you know, karma is real in relationships. You know, what you give, you'll receive that back. You know, so if you're giving, you know, not just half, you're giving, you know, what, 50%, you know, you got to come to the table with 120%. You know, you got to come to the table with all of you. And that's what you're going to give back. If you're wanting more time, you know, you got to give more time. If you're wanting more patience, you got to be more patient. And so I think that's one of the best lessons to learn is that karma is real in relationships.
All right, y'all.
What you sow, you're going to reap.
Say it again.
What you sow, you're gonna reap.
Amen.
Some people out there right now, just, you know, they don't even know what hit them. You know what I mean?
Right. Bam. Right. Where did that come from?
You know what I mean? 10 years ago, you know, when we was at Walmart, but I, you know, that's the rest
goodness.
Of that story.
Oh.
It's on the morning show. Don't worry about it. It's cool, y'all. It's Access Houston right now, right? Oh, 97.9. I was going back.
97.9 the box.
Right. It's going down right now. And we are talking to Avanti Houston. And the organization, actually the program is called the Community Empowerment Program. And basically we're talking about healthy relationships, marriage, you know, what you should consider. You'll have an entire program that's going on in the studio right now, you just heard from Ms. Elaine Johnson and Eric, who are English Initiative facilitators. Also in the building, we have Nakia Edwards, who is a Healthy Marriage Program Manager. So let's talk about this program, because y'all have a free 10-week program, correct?
Right.
All right, so let's talk about the program and how people sign up and what can they expect to receive out of this program. Who should attend it?
I think, like I said earlier, it's for the dating, engaged, married, people who are even thinking about a relationship. Mm-hmm. The program is a great program. It lasts 10 weeks. Yes, it sounds kind of long, but what we offer is, number one, free food.
Why free food always bring people out, right?
Because, you know, the way to a person's heart is through their stomach, right? I think they said, or something like that.
Yes.
Something like that. But anyway, so we have the free food. Then we have free child care.
Free child care. That's a free again. That's
now
free
you can't drop your kids off and leave. You got to attend the program.
You got to attend the program.
Okay, just you got to tell some people.
And it's been done before, but anyway, but we have all that, and then we have some free giveaways and gifts like that. Just matter of fact, just last week, somebody donated tickets to Annie, and so we were able to share that with some of our participants. Mm-hmm. So I mean, because Avance Houston is a nonprofit organization, sometimes some of their supporters allow them free tickets. We've been given free U of H tickets during this great football season and stuff like
Go
that.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
So this program is a great program. And what I needed is two great drivers of the program, which is Eric and Elaine, the facilitators of the classes. They're energetic. They're fun. And they're great, a great team that work together. Mm-hmm. And it's important to have a couple because they're able to share real life stories. Mm-hmm. And real life situations. So
I heard that. Amen. So the website, you can go to avancehouston.org/CEP. That's for the Community Empowerment Program. Now, what dates and times does the workshop actually happen?
We have the classes throughout the week.
Okay.
Right now, currently in this current cohort that we're in, we're operating on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They start at 6 p.m. and they end around 8.
Okay, so after work,
mm-hmm.
after and work. They got the child care and dinner because of free
have
food.
To feed the children. Mm-hmm. Okay. Bring everybody.
In this 10-week program, you still, one day, when you add up all the hours, it's still less than a day, mm-hmm. you know, to change your life, to really revolutionize where you at. If you want to do something different, if you're tired of the relationships you've had before, this is the place to be. If you're tired of the money that you're making, you want to change your money, this mm-hmm. program will help you get to the place where you want to be. Mm-hmm. To speak to the JOS program, that's a part of it, that you're into it as well, because it's personal and professional development. Mm-hmm. The jobs piece, you are going to go through a program with SARE Jobs for Progress. They are going to help you analyze and streamline what you want to do.
Focus,
where your
right?
interests focus. What your interests are.
A lot of us
are,
can work, but we get stuck in jobs that we don't belong in.
So. And that we don't like. We really don't like.
And relationships. So it goes back and forth,
that's right?
Exactly.
Or you could even have a great relationship and be in a bad job, and you bring the job home.
That's right.
You know, your children don't have all of you. Your wife don't have, or your husband don't have all of you, you know, because of what you're dealing with on the job. So what they're going to do is streamline. You're going to take assessments, and they're going to streamline your focus and your skills. Now, see, if your skills are low in an area of interest that you really want to go in, we have we're with HCC, and you can go and get yourself educated, mm-hmm. get educated to be able to
get the training
mm-hmm. that you need to bring your skills up to your interest level mm-hmm. and everything, and help you get into the right job, you know, so that it will help you in your relationship. You happy at work, you glad, and you're expressing yourself, you're being yourself at your job, you're going to be the same way at home.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know? Instead of working all that overtime because you don't want
to
go home.
Right, because you don't want to go home.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go.
You know. And so it's all together. But it's an excellent program, and we look forward to seeing some of you all out there.
You know, and that's some of the things that we deal with too, Nate, is we deal with the personal and professional development. We deal with topics. Eric and I cover topics on communication, mm-hmm. Conflict resolution, and you know, parents as leaders, and you know, then the professional piece, we talk about financial literacy, you know, and all those things that really makes the family and mm-hmm. makes the family dynamic work.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Talk about that financial literacy.
Because that's what I was about to go. Look, he said, right. wait a minute. Okay. Something bad happened back in the day before the 70s. You're like, wait a minute. That's so that's what I was going to ask. Because, you know, you always hear different things that break up marriages. Like, you ain't got to worry about me cheating. But that money ain't right.
Yeah.
We're going to have problems.
But see, you know, a lot of times.
I think one thing in my relationship, what I saw growing up is not only in my own family, but in many others, you know, I saw that finances was an issue. You know, you owe me this and, you know, we ain't got that. And, you know, well, why you spend that? One of the first things I told my wife is that we'll never argue over money. Mm-hmm. And for 10 years, I don't recall.
I like you said, you don't recall.
I don't recall ever arguing about any, you know, any type of financial issues. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important. Money shouldn't be the focus of a relationship.
I agree. However, I think that because we all, like y'all were just talking about the backgrounds and what you should know and what you this and that, people handle money and deal with money differently. Their relationship with money.
But that's different from letting it be. I mean, if you spend all the money, obviously that's an issue. Right. Like you're spending way too much. Right. But being an argument, you don't make that. You don't make. You're not making this and this and that and, you know, all that. That's not going to be the focus of my relationship.
Now, but, I feel you, but what about those sisters out there? Because there's a lot of artists out there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A lot of, you know, hey, I'm about to blow.
We'll blow up, but we got to
still take care of business. We still got to take care of the,
That's right. And that's interesting because, you know, but that's between the couple. Because I've seen couples, I know personally a couple that, you know, man, he was trying to get into the music world and he made a decision, left his good paying job, and his wife supported him.
Mm-hmm. And, but they probably had conversation. You just don't know on the inside.
Exactly.
That's the key. You never know what's going on, right?
It's not the money. Right. It's not so much the money.
It's the money. Because, like, it's
his first thing was that me and Thalisa talked.
That's right.
They communicated.
Right.
This is what, you know, we're not going to fight over money. So that settled everything.
Right.
You know, one of the things Elaine and I said, divorce is not an option. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to make any decisions regarding any big decisions that hundreds of dollars are involved in it, we don't make a decision unless the both of us agree.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And if we don't agree, we don't make the decision. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's good.
It started with the with the communication,
mm-hmm.
and if you don't know where you're going, if you don't know where you want, you know what you want, you can't communicate it, and thus you have a situation where, you know, the money is acting funny, but it's acting funny because y'all hadn't got the foundation piece together, which is the communication piece.
Right. In the studio right now, Eric and Elaine Johnson, Nakia Edwards as well. We are talking about the Avanti Community Empowerment Program, promoting healthy marriages and relationships and singles, everybody getting their mind right so we can go out here and build strong families and the structure. And I like that it's all about communication. And, you know, I said artists earlier just because I'm a radio person, artist, you know, we contracts, you're dealing with all these kind of things, you're growing, you're developing, but that also happens for people that want to quit their great paying job and start a new business. And then you might have one person that's resentful or, you know, it's not just the music industry or just acting or whatever. It's you know, just in life. Do you see a lot of couples that come to your program who might have just, like they say, well, I grew apart. I don't even know who they are because I don't all of y'all have children. Or, you know, I've had friends who, when we graduated high school, after that, all their parents just broke up. I was like, well, what in the heck happened? You know, but it was like their parents made the kids their, you know, focus. And then after they graduated, it was like they had nothing to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, I just, that hurt my feelings because you see you see what you think are strong families. So how do y'all deal with, you know, children and the relationships that y'all have with each other?
Well, you know, Eric and I, you know, for those who don't know, we have 6 children.
Good gosh.
Yes, Lord. We have 6 beautiful daughters.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one of the things that we make it known to them is that you're pilgrims passing through. You know, and so, hey,
we come first, right?
We come first.
Right.
And
I love
so they that. Know, you know, and so what we also teach in, you know, in the sessions as well is keeping your relationship priority, talking about, you know, 5 minutes, how to take that time every evening, you know, when you get home, walking in the door, taking 5 minutes that the children understand that mom and daddy, have they had their 5 minutes yet? Or they got to have 5 minutes. And so it teaches everybody in the family how to prioritize what the glue is in the family that's keeping mom and dad together.
Right. You know what the funny thing about that is that, you know, we heard about the 5 minutes.
Right.
And Thalisa and I, you know, we think we're really busy people.
Mm-hmm.
So we heard about the 5 minutes. So we tried to incorporate the 5 minutes.
Right.
And we reduced it down to 2, and then
how many children do you have?
We have 4.
4.
And they're constantly running. You know, ours are younger than the Johnsons, and it seems like they're always coming to jump on it. They don't understand the concept of get away.
haven't respected your 5-minute rule yet.
No, and so and then it gets to the point where I'm a doer. Mm-hmm. I got it. There's always something to do right. at my house. There's always something to do around the yard. Mm-hmm. There's always something, you know, I always feel like there's something to do. So sleep right. and me, you know, we don't really get along too well because I always feel like there's something to do. And so mm-hmm. If you don't take the time out like that, you know, you miss that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And sometimes because we see ourselves as busy people, and sometimes mm-hmm. we in our mind we're so busy,
right.
mm-hmm. We miss that 5 minutes, or we miss mm-hmm. that 2 minutes as we reduced it mm-hmm. down to. And then we create that gap in between where mm-hmm. it could be, you know, like, oh, and then that gaps get bigger if you
so
don't.
So how do y'all pull it back together?
Well, we start seeing issues. You know, it's funny because Lisa, you know, she's in school. She's finishing up school. She's mm-hmm. doing an intern. We got 4 kids. We got a household. She has a husband. I mean, her plate is very full. And what we try to do is just try to keep it together, knowing that, you know, we got a lot going on, but mm-hmm. our main focus is ourselves.
Yeah. Wow.
And so sometimes when it goes unnoticed, then issues start to arise. You know, well, why don't you take the garbage out?
Right.
You know, that's right. really never an issue. That's
it's not about the garbage.
No, yeah, it's never.
But it's just different.
It's
different
a deeper issue, yeah, which never gets addressed because mm-hmm. we're constantly going.
Right.
And so. One of the things, too, is community. We've agreed that either of the couples will keep the kids should they need to go out and have a date night.
So that's 10 kids in one house?
Yeah.
Well, see, y'all some good friends, ooh, boy.
But see, that's
a kid. I didn't think.
Hey, but I'm going to tell you something.
He got old daughters, though. You know, his daughter, my daughters. Not old daughters. He got some old daughters. but they're older.
They can watch it. It works out. It all works out. Everybody helping each other.
Right now,
look, I'm tearing up the community. Talking about 10 kids.
Right.
You tell I'm single. Okay, yeah, so 10 kids.
But know that, you know, even before they got to this age, even we always had kids come to our house.
Aww.
Because we got caught our last in 2011, our anniversary, we had 2 extra kids on mm-hmm. our anniversary, and then had somebody else going on a date night.
Yes,
so
right.
We had their
yes,
kids.
We did.
That wasn't us.
I don't know what we were thinking.
Don't blame me. Right.
Now, I was almost them. No. Nah. Right. But no, that community has
that's
to
good.
To
everybody's
be there.
Helping.
Everybody's got to help.
They're not saying, man, forget them. Just come out to drink with the homies.
No. We gotta come. You know, come together, and if we want these things to work, because you know, when you look at it, it all boils down that we are going to be affected by their relationship, right. either way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Our insurance goes up. You know, by divorce costs Americans, the taxpayers, $122 billion a year.
We just went CNN on wow. y'all.
Yes, I did.
Why does it cost Americans? Why have y'all getting married? Cost me.
Okay,
why,
well, what happens?
Help me understand that.
What happens when a household breaks up? Okay, they got to divide the house. Well, their credit goes to pot first and foremost, because they arguing over who gonna pay what, and folk don't want to pay the bills, so they don't pay the bills. The bills go unpaid. Well, that company got to recoup their money some kind of way, you know. And as far as that statistic is concerned, folks, when the woman goes on and she's now a single mother, she's gonna go on to assistance. Most times she goes on to assistance, so that cost, as far as the assistance, the Medicaid and the all these different social services that are to be used,
unless they marry some rich guy that is paying her out the wazoo.
Well, you know,
a percentage of a lot is a lie. A percentage of not a lot ain't a lot. So we'll talk about that next session. I feel like you got some stress on your chest, Nakia. But you know what I mean? We're going to talk about that another session. I'm trying to focus here.
Yeah, focus.
See?
Get it together.
But
the mother usually goes on assistance. Everything's
goes
breaking
on
apart.
Assistance,
so it's kind of like business. Marriage is like a business as well.
Yeah. I mean, there is a piece where you have to, me and Elaine have to have, we have Money Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we go over the our spending plan. We don't call it a budget. We call it a spending plan. What we spending money on, assigning every penny where it needs to go.
That's beautiful.
And everything. And it took a while to get to that place.
Still
but,
taking some
but,
time.
But, you know, it's
right.
work.
That's
it's
right.
work because I'm not running, you know. We have a lot of times we have this Disney mentality happening
right.
ever after.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's
mm-hmm.
some management going on.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. There are some things that's happening.
Right.
That's going to be some days
putting
when
in work.
When Snow White ain't going to want to be kissed.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. she going to
have that time, you know, when she's not going to want to be kissed.
Right, when
okay?
The prince just a frog.
Well, you know.
You look like a frog.
You know,
oh,
he wake up with frog breath trying to get some sugar. You know, it doesn't happen like that. You know, there are things, decisions that's going to have to be made.
Right.
And the glue is going to be everybody knowing what they want and communicating.
And knowing their roles.
Knowing their roles.
I love it, y'all. And, of course, it's Access Houston going on right now on 97.9 The Box. I'm your girl, Natay. And, of course, JJ is holding me down as well. We're talking about the Community Empowerment Program from the Avanti. Like the website, you know, you want to build a healthier marriage, relationship. You want to work on yourself, work on your finances, work on jobs. You know, want to just, you know, upgrade yourself and upgrade your life.
That's right.
I want you to visit AvantiHouston.org/CEP. Now, there are going to be some people that have been listening all morning. You know, I know some brothers getting elbowed in the ribs right now. Some, you know, some ladies, you know, they giving a side eye. There's going to be some guys looking like, I told you we need to manage our money. You know, we all got issues and stuff.
Right,
so
right.
The conversations are going, and I'm glad y'all driving into church right now because y'all might need to pray about it. Take it to the altar. It's all good. We ain't mad at that. But there are going to be some people, and I know some people that are like, yo, marriage just ain't for me. I'm not trying to feel it. I'm not, you know, I'm not doing it. What do you say to those people?
I would say take your time. There's no rush to be married because, you know, I think I was talking to one of our employees at Avanti yesterday saying that taking your time is important because you have to, number one, understand you. I remember when I was in the realm of dating, when I wasn't doing right, when I wasn't being right, I had to take the time out to find out who I was to really, in order for me to take on somebody else.
Right.
Because, you know, it's important to know who you are, know what you want, and know what you're getting into. Because you're not just marrying somebody for, you know, a month or 2 years or something. You're marrying a lifetime partner. Mm-hmm. And when you think of it as a lifetime partner, your mindset changes. Because right now we're thinking about a microwave marriage where you can press a button and here we are. Oh, this is great. You know, the whole glitter of the wedding is over, and here y'all sitting on the couch like, what we do next? You know, so it's important to get yourself right and take all the time you need. You know, don't be rushed into it, because when you rush into things, most of the time it ain't working right.
That's
right.
Yeah, shucks. I would even say, you know, if you're choosing not to be married, consider, you know, like I said, take your time.
Know yourself.
And not so much just, you know, take your time to get into a relationship, but consider what that's going to mean. You know, do you want seed all over the city? Are you able to control yourself? Yes, ma'am. I went there. Are you planning on moving around with this one over here and shawty over there? I mean,
keep it real.
You know,
that's right.
Let's look at your health. It's proven that people who are in healthy relationships, they live longer.
They live longer.
They're more wealthy.
I'm
know
trying
it's,
to live.
Yeah,
trying
I know
to
it's. A,
go ahead.
You know,
go
I know it's. And it's not so much even if you're a single person. If that's what you are doing, then you do you. Mm-hmm. But consider some of these things. Consider those things. As far as relationship, you can have decent relationships. Now, I don't promote dating because, you know, just the repercussions of, you know,
just
if
dating,
you don't know.
Dating.
Yeah, casual
right,
dating.
Right,
yeah,
casual
no,
dating.
Casual dating.
You date with purpose.
Because, right.
Like,
dating
okay.
with
right.
purpose.
Yeah, with a purpose because, you know, just casual dating, you cause, you know,
things happen.
Emotional.
And lastly, let me add, you know, that if you are single and you choose to be single, that is wonderful.
That is great.
It's your choice.
Mm-hmm. Your life.
It's your life. Mm-hmm. And now let's consider what life is all about is what you are here for.
Mm-hmm. Your purpose.
What are you here to affect? So if you are about business and you're that kind of person that's like, you know what, I'm here to get it done, what I'm here for, and you are focused, by all means, kudos to you, hats off to you, and make it happen. And we, those of us who are married and in the background, we are cheering you on.
Yes.
You know, so it's all about any, let's keep this in mind too, that no matter what, you're still in a relationship.
Yeah.
We got to know that relationships are relationships. It doesn't matter if you're married, widowed, single, or divorced. You wake up every morning to someone else. You go outside, you deal with the store clerk, you deal with the banker, you deal with your yard person. So you're constantly in relationships. So let's keep things in perspective. Make all of your relationships healthy.
You see, Elaine, just wrap that all up. You know what I mean? Elaine Johnson, got Eric Johnson, 17 years, 6 beautiful children, girls too.
Yes, yeah, say a prayer for us.
Pray for me.
Okay, I'm praying for you, Mr. Edwards, Mr. Lisa Edwards, 4 beautiful children, 10 years of marriage. I just think it's good to see the opposite side, because we hear so much negative. I think whenever you're talking about relationships, especially in the media, from my standpoint, and with entertainment, it's always the negative. And I'm like, yo, I know that there's some good, happy relationships out there. That's couples. Right. I mean, again, my parents are still married and they're happily married. They're not just, we ain't going nowhere and all that. So I like to show that side as well. And the fact that y'all have a free 10-week course that, you know, can help single, married, thinking about getting divorced, I think I like them, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really good thing. So just, you know, much love to y'all for all the work that you guys are doing over at the Avanci Community Empowerment Program. Again, the website is avancihouston.org/CEP. Of course, we're going to post this entire interview, all the information at theboxhouston.com. So y'all definitely want to log on there. I'm gonna have it popping up in a couple of minutes. And I know for sites, for like different locations, the schedules and programming, they can reach Annabelle.
Annabelle Sauceda. She's the program assistant for the Community Empowerment Program for the English Initiative. And the greatest thing is we offer it in Spanish as well.
Okay.
This program is the same setup, but it's just in total Spanish. So we have Spanish speaking and we have English speaking.
Okay.
And so it's just a great opportunity. There's no excuse now.
No excuses.
No excuse.
I love it. I'm definitely going to have you back, and we're going to, you know, have to bring, maybe I'll bring in some of my cohorts, you know, bring some of the brothers up in here, and we're going to talk as well, get JJ in the whole nine. I just appreciate y'all so, so very, very much.
Thank
positivity,
you.
Marriage, relationships.
Thank
y'all,
you,
it's all
you.
Going down right here. It's Access Houston. Again, it's Avanci Community Empowerment Program. Absolutely free. 10-week program, jobs, the whole nine. And I like the fact that the government, the state has something to do with it, you know, right. that they're sponsoring it, because that's good. I mean, they want y'all. They don't want to take your money and keep sponsoring all these, you know, people that need help. They're trying to help you now, so they ain't got to do it later.
Which that's is huge. They're really trying to promote job placement, you know, and because if you have a stable community, you have a better world in total. I mean, so that the biggest thing is promoting job placement and self-sustainability. So
I love it. I love it. So special shout out to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families. Everybody working out there, we appreciate y'all, right? Yes. And thank y'all for y'all work. Of course, it's Access Houston. You're going to Tay and JJ right here on 97.9 The Box.